Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
All right, we were talking about Robert Blake and his guilt or innocence. And Clara, thank you for hanging through our news break. Go ahead and tell us again what you were saying, because it's interesting, your take on this.
Phil, first of all, thank you for allowing me to join your program. We believe...
And when you say we, you're talking about members of your church?
Yes, members of our church, Joyful Union, are going to be holding, as a matter of fact, our spring fiesta, and everyone is invited because we do feel there is a new day dawning. We are very, very happy. We think that the dream that Martin Luther King had first articulated on the March on Washington, "I have a dream that all people, black or white, can live in harmony," is about to be realized.
Now, you think this has something to do, Martin Luther King's dream of equality has something to do with Robert Blake?
Yes.
Why? Tell us.
Because, well, I think it's very obvious that Robert Blake is most probably going to be acquitted. He is going to walk.
Even if he's guilty?
Yes, even if he's guilty, because I think that gives a lot of white people in this country the opportunity to finally get some payback for O.J. Simpson. And that means...
Well, what is significant about that in terms of race relations?
Because that means that white people will finally just shut up about O.J.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. We'll finally shut up about O.J.
Yes. And I think we have all, white people and black people, have been waiting for that for 6 years to finally, and I have two grandsons who are kind of funny. They always use this term, shut your cake hole or shut your pie hole.
Yeah, in other words, shut your mouth.
Right. And they said to me, "Grandma, does this mean that white people will finally shut the cake hole about O.J.? Or are they going to put a sock in their pie hole about O.J.?" And I said, you know, I never thought of it, but it's possible that that is the case.
So in other words, with Robert Blake walking, Robert Blake not being convicted of murder, it'll make white people happy.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And if it doesn't make white people happy, it'll make some people unhappy, and then they'll say, all right, now you've got one. Now the white folks got a white man off, and so they can shut their pie hole about O.J. Simpson. And for all of us, I think it means one thing, Phil. Whether you think he is guilty, whether you think he is innocent, it means that there is finally going to be peace. I think there will finally be a level playing field. The playing field is going to be level, and white folks who've been waiting for six long years will finally get what they want, and they're finally going to shut up about O.J. Because you have to understand something. For the longest time, we have sat and listened to white folks talk about O.J. They're trying to get him into road raids down in Florida. They're trying to get him busted for dealing ecstasy. They're trying to take his children away from him. They're trying to do all kinds of things and can't seem to get it out of their system. With Robert Blake, this movie actor, who I don't know anything about.
Well, he was a TV actor of some note. He did a TV show called Beretta.
Right. That was the show. He had a bird, or I don't know.
Yeah, he had a sparrow.
All right. Well, with Robert Blake, this TV actor, finally being acquitted for this crime that everybody says he did, and I don't know whether he's guilty or not. Finally, if Dr. King were alive today, I think he'd say it, and I think he'd say it proud. It's finally time for the whites to shut the cake hole about O.J. Shut the hole under their nose. Let's move on.
And so, as a result of that, you're having a fiesta at Joyful Union Congregation.
Well, this is our regularly scheduled spring fiesta, but we do have reason to celebrate. And I think that even if they are not planning on letting Robert Blake walk, I think all African-Americans should encourage the justice system to look the other way this time. Let this man walk.
All right, we've lost our contact. We're talking to Clara Bingham. She's with Joyful Union Congregation, and she's basically saying that this is a time for celebration with the arrest of Robert Blake, because chances are he'll walk, and if he walks, then, and I'm quoting her, whites will finally shut their cake hole about O.J. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Do you think Robert Blake should walk. If you have a take on this idea that perhaps with Robert Blake walking, then all the white folks will get a little payback on O.J. and they'll finally shut up and we can move on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We just spontaneously lost the line there, Chris. Did you get her back? Ms. Bingham? Ms. Bingham, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, I apologize. Our line just completely dropped. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think that's just?
You know, Phil, it's a good question.
In other words, do you think it is just to want a man who, at least the Los Angeles police believe, is guilty of murder, to want him to walk just so, to put it in the colloquial way you put it, whites shut the hole under their nose about O.J.?
I don't know. I think that in some ways it is unjust, but I think in the long term it is just, because it serves the purpose of race equality in this country.
How is that going to serve the purpose of race equality?
Finally, I think we can get back to dialoguing about what's good for America. We can get back to dialoguing about what's good for our communities, and we can get back to talking about how both communities, white and black, can get together. And we don't have to keep hearing white folks going on and on about O.J. and a road rage and a glove and whether his ski cap fit and all this other nonsense. Mr. Keto Kalin and all the nonsense. So I think in some ways, even though Robert Blake is probably as guilty as sin, probably put the barrel right up against her head and just watched it all just go when he pulled a trick, I think in a lot of ways it might be a good thing.
And you encourage, in other words, you said to me, you encourage African Americans to campaign for a Robert Blake acquittal?
I am a religious woman, Mr. Henry. I'm a Christian. And what I rely on more than anything else is prayer. And so I believe that we should pray for a Robert Blake acquittal so that all the whites
will shut the hole under their nose.
Well, in a manner of speaking, right. Because we have been waiting for really, we've been waiting for a white murderer to walk for 6 long years, and I think that it's time that we look into this. And praise Jesus. I pray that Robert Blake will walk, and I can walk into into the coffee room where I work. I can go into the bank. I can go over to the Federal Express office, wherever I go, and I won't hear a lot of white people going, you know, that O.J. did this, and O.J. did that. He got some road rage going, and I can't stand him. That glove fit. And all that nonsense, and the bloody glove, and Keto Kalin, it's like an endless loop, you know, on and on and on and on. It could be anything. You could be at a baseball game, you could be a football game, you can be at a hockey game, you can be out by a Christmas tree, and all you hear white folks going, yeah, Keto Kalin, black glove, Keto Kalin, you know, time for the cake hole to get closed up, jam a piece of cake in it, let's move on. So we are very, very excited about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Seems like a very bizarre thing to be excited about insofar as you are planning your fiesta around it.
Well, like I said, Phil, our fiesta's been planned.
But that's going to be a main theme of your fiesta this year in the spring, which is whites are finally going to shut their cake hole about O.J. if Robert Blake walks. 1-800-449-8686. So I suppose the big moral question is it worth, as she said, whites being quiet about O.J. to let Robert Blake walk? Would it be worth it to you as a African-American? Would it be worth it to you as a white person in terms of race relations in this country if whites would, and I'm just looking at some of the information that they've passed out here, if whites would shut the hole under their nose about O.J.? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
And they're always going on and on about Reginald Denny.
Reginald Denny, he was the man who was hit in the with a brick in the riot.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. It's not my fault that man, he was a white truck driver. I understand that. And I'm sorry that he's someplace now making gum wrapper necklaces because his mind is gone or it's not working too good.
I didn't know Reginald Denny. He's doing what? He's making gum wrapper necklaces?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Because after getting hit with a brick, he wasn't right. But how long are you going to break our castanets on this? So what I'm saying is we blew it with O.J. We had a jury of people that weren't all that bright. But what we are trying to do is get ourselves back straight and get the whole, you know, get ourselves together again and make this a great world. So we let Robert Blake walk and maybe white folks will stop, you know, lay off about O.J.
Reginald Denny is making gum wrapper necklaces somewhere. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Daryl, I know your car phone was a little scratchy. You there, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to reply to the lady. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
My name's Clara.
Okay. I don't think the O.J. thing was about race.
Yeah.
I think it was more about money. And you being a Christian, you should know, I'm a Christian myself. That never should we.
God bless you.
Never should we try to justify our wrong.
Well, I just want to hear. Don't you just want to hear white folks just cool it?
No, I don't. If he did, if he killed the lady, he deserves to pay for his crime.
Well, but I mean, all O.J. is doing, you know, he's trying to play a little golf in Florida, and white folks trying to get him into road rage.
Well, we cannot go back and do anything about the O.J. case.
Well, that's right, but you and I can, brother, but all the white folks still want to, you know, they want to break that. They want to beat a dead horse. They're still breaking our balls on that thing.
Well,
I'm trying to say that.
You're a Christian woman, right?
Yes, I am.
Terms like breaking your balls, I mean.
Well, I'm trying to say it in a way that's plain. And I think this brother knows what I mean. If Robert Blake walks on this murder rap, we don't have to hear about Reginald Denny out there. You know, in a crafts workshop someplace. We don't have to hear about O.J. Taking a pool cue. We can just move on, live our lives, live large, and all the whites can shut the hole under their nose.
But as we cannot do anything about
taking
that now.
Taking a pool cue.
That's right.
But now, but we cannot go back and
you,
say, okay,
Daryl,
since
Daryl,
Robert Blake killed someone,
yeah,
let's let him go because O.J.
Mm-hmm.
won. If he did wrong, he did wrong, and he should pay for it.
I think
whether
I think
you're black or white.
Who, Robert Blake?
Yes, whoever.
All right, but brother, I want you to know something. If Robert Blake gets convicted and O.J. walk, guess what's going to happen? All them white folks going to go on a, see? Mm-hmm. See, the white man goes to jail, the black man's out there playing golf. And we're going to have to listen to this. It's going to be like a broken record. I'm going to bleed from every hole, and I'm a Christian, and forgive me for saying that. But I would, I don't know if I got to.
Bleed from every hole.
Yes.
Wow.
The brother knows what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, again, being an African-American myself, I don't think I should rejoice in the fact that a white man or any man.
Daryl, I don't know about you. I'm not going to the back of the bus again. And every time a white man sits in a diner and opens his big cake hole about, hey, you know, O.J., I've seen that glove on TV. We are heading back to the back of the bus.
But I don't.
Oh, come on.
Not only are white people talking, but black people are also saying that.
Well, you know the brother's innocent. You know that brother's innocent. But all them white folks can't get over that.
But that's a matter of opinion.
Well,
too.
That
I
is
mean,
a matter of opinion. And the fact of the matter is that was adjudicated.
Here we go again. See, here's the white man weighing in, Daryl. You see what I'm saying?
I'm the host of the show.
No, but the fact is, you see, the brother knows what I'm saying, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm with right, you, but again,
you hear the white believe man, he weighing in. Oh, OJ,
I think it's a matter of opinion.
OJ and that whole Columbia necklace thing. And what about Reginald Denny? You know who he is, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. He got a brick up the side of the head. Now he's sitting out here and he's making little clay ashtrays. See what I'm saying?
But what does that have to do with Robert
what's
Blake?
What's Reginald Denny making clay ashtrays? As far as I know, isn't he still driving a truck?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he's all right. He got one eye go one way, another eye go the other way. He can't see no truck.
But,
look at,
but ma'am, there's many wrongs that have been done.
Right. And
but we
and,
cannot,
I
cannot
was
correct
gonna,
it based on Robert
see
Blake
the white
going
man
free.
Buttoning all the tech.
Well, I'm just going to paraphrase.
I think the only truck that Reginald Denny's driving is a Tonka truck. Now, that's the truth.
All right, Daryl, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Lula, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Lula.
Yeah. Sister Bingham?
Yeah.
I don't think that Robert Blake should get off simply for the fact that you don't want to hear about O.J. Simpson and the glove and...
Oh, my God. It's like a broken record with these white folks.
I'm not white.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I'm black and I'm a Christian.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, sister. You know.
I heard you.
All them white people out
there. I'm black and I'm a Christian woman, but
all
as a woman...
All that Aryan Brotherhood thing.
Listen,
now, don't bring
as
the
a
Aryan...
woman,
Right.
Give me a chance to say my part. As a woman, it's not worth it to see this man walk. If he's walked up to his wife and shot her in the head, blew her head off, and then he's going to get acquitted just because somebody wants people to stop talking about O.J. Simpson, I don't care whether O.J. was innocent or guilty. God is going to punish O.J. Simpson.
Oh, so you think he's guilty?
No, I'm not. No, I said if he's guilty, God will punish him. That's not up to us.
Uh-uh.
But because he got off and he may have been guilty or not, there's no reason to let another man get off. And that means the next time somebody comes up and do it, we're going to let him get off too?
Well, all I'm saying, sister, Robert Blake, he walked up to this woman, just a little pop of the gun. All right, let the man off.
She's dead.
What's
this
that?
Woman is dead. So you're telling me that if your husband walks up to you and blow your head off, shoots you, and you're dead, to let him off because somebody else got off?
Well, now, wait a minute, because if my husband shoots me, that's not going to keep white folks from talking.
Hey,
but you let a man,
you're not going to be able to keep them from talking. They've been talking, white folks and black folks have been talking for years, hundreds of years. That's not going to stop them because you got somebody guilty.
Well,
I'll tell
you something right now. Every time a brother or sister open their mouth, it's kind of interesting. Every time a white man opens his mouth, it's the same old thing. You know, man, he had New York Yankees. Ain't they great? And,
I'm tired of hearing it, too. It's old. It's done with.
That's right.
That's the reason they should drop it. But they're not going to drop it.
Only way they're going to drop
it. We still got blacks and whites talking about things that happened hundreds of years ago. That's no reason to let this man off for killing his wife.
All he did,
I don't care what nobody say. As a woman, it's degrading for you to say.
Well, that's the thing. See, let's forget about race here for a second.
Look at this. See this, a white man weighing in again.
As a woman.
A white man weighing in again.
Now, wait a minute. Lula's saying, as women, forget about race, okay?
No, right. That's what a white man said. Let's forget about race. Let's go out women.
No, because we can't do anything about that. What's important. The important thing is this is a woman that was killed.
I've heard Mr. Henry.
Regardless of what color she was, the color doesn't matter. She was killed. She was murdered in cold blood.
Well, but the...
So you're saying this man should walk free? You crazy.
Well, all kind of women get shot every day, sister. I can't do
that,
nothing
about
that.
Yeah, and I don't want nobody walking free for shooting them either.
I
want
to get Robert Blake walk a little, just this one time, like Robert Blake.
No,
walk. Then all
no.
The white folks shut the cake hole. And
they're not going to shut up. They're not going to shut up because you're still going
to
have whites that hate blacks and blacks that hate whites.
Right now,
I'm looking at my sons. I got two black sons out here, and they're friends, and they're playing basketball with whites and blacks. So one day it's going to get better.
But it's
not going to get better by letting Robert Blake walk.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Well, you know, as long as your boys are beating the white boys, there's nothing wrong with that. But someday them white boys are going to beat them on the basketball court. Then where are we going to be?
I don't care whether they beat them on the basketball court or not. They're playing for fun. They ain't out there playing for life and death.
There's some boys out there playing basketball, Clara. I mean, you know, whether the white guy...
I'm glad to see him playing basketball.
Black guy just won the Masters, and the number one rapper's white. Remember that joke from...
Yeah, that's great. That's Jesus. Look, Lula, all I'm saying is, Mr. Henry
all
is well-known.
All you're saying is,
Mr. Henry,
the host killed the woman and let him off.
Mr. Henry, the host of this show, has a long-standing weakness for black women. And
wait a second. What's that got to do with you and this lady and,
Because you got a weakness for black women, you like to listen to us talk.
I had a black girlfriend once in my life. My wife is white.
I've got nephews that are married to white women.
Wait a minute, what is this guy?
I love them. They're sweet.
That's why Robert Blake's got to walk. Keep filling his hands on the black girl.
That's no reason to kill somebody. That doesn't have anything to do with somebody killing somebody.
I'd say that Robert Blake would never have shot that woman had Mr. Henry stayed within his own race.
Oh, I see. So because I had a black girlfriend...
You're saying that Robert Blake killed his wife because O.J. Simpson was married to a white woman, divorced her, and killed her?
That's
You're
exactly
crazy.
Right. No,
that
I
has
think,
nothing to do with
I
it.
Think it's
there have been white men killing women for years.
No,
there have been black men killing women for years.
No, that isn't it.
That doesn't have nothing to do with it.
She said that Robert Blake killed his wife because I had a black girlfriend.
That's right.
Oh, come on!
When did you meet Robert Blake?
I'm sorry?
I asked him when did he meet Robert
Blake.
Oh,
I never met Robert Blake. I don't know him.
Okay.
See, that proves my point.
That don't prove nothing. All right, thank you very much for your call, Lula. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Blake should walk. That will level the playing field. And white folks will finally shut up about O.J. That's the point of view of our guest, Clara Bingham, from Joyful Union Congregation. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back with Clara Bingham. She's with Joyful Union Congregation. Would letting Robert Blake walk level the playing field? Would it cool everybody out and level the karma on O.J.? Would white folks finally, quote, shut their cake holes, end quote, about O.J.? In other words, would it be worth it to let Robert Blake walk so that there could be some understanding between the races? Ms. Bingham is saying absolutely yes.
And Phil, I think ever since, if I could just jump in.
Go ahead.
I think ever since the acquittal of O.J. Simpson, we have seen a backlash against African-Americans, not just in private life, but in the public sector. I think you can take a look at television, films. Whoopi Goldberg is one of the all-time great performers among African-Americans. They have put her on a television program called Hollywood Squares. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yes, I am.
They have made her the center square, as if she's some kind of big freak Negro bullseye. And we find that to be offensive, all because O.J. walked. I'm saying you let Robert Blake walk. Whoopi gets out of that center square. You put a white man in there, and she's just peripheral darkness. You can put her up on one of the top squares, something like that.
Well, I don't know. When you talk about entertainment, I know that all of the professions are affected.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Angelique, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
To Ms. Bingham. First, I don't know where what area of town you live in or what type of people you congregate with.
I mean,
I work in law firms, and I was in a law firm at the time that O.J. was acquitted. And frankly, nobody, not one single black person in the firm could give a rat's ass had O.J. got fried or got acquitted. Preferably, I'd like to see the bastard get fried, you know?
Well,
but that's
now,
my
now,
opinion.
You know the brother's innocent. You can't talk like that because he was
My older brother, sorry, O.J. is no brother of mine. And I don't really think he's a brother to many blacks in the community. First, the bastard never gave anything
to
anybody black. Second of all, he basically abandoned his family. Then when his sister, a relative, went on welfare, he abandoned them.
Well, that's good. That's good.
If you're going to talk about O.J. and basically defend his acquittal and then say that Robert Blake should go free, I think you're about as crazy as a lunatic.
No, wait a second.
Because I don't think that Robert Blake should go free. Regardless
and
of race, creed, or color.
Square.
Okay? Yes, I look at the Hollywood Square.
All right, you see what they've done.
That was a long time ago. I don't look at it now because it's not interesting.
But you see what they do to that.
And with your comment regarding Whoopi Goldberg, who could care if she sat off in the middle of the square? You know, if that's where she wants to be, so be it.
I'm saying that's where the white people put her.
No one else looks at her sitting in the middle of that damn square as being having like a racial issue.
Yeah, you're saying that's a racial backlash.
In the middle of the Hollywood Square, they paid me enough.
I don't. The white folks stick her in the middle square, so she's a big black bullseye, and everybody.
Well, she's a big black bullseye. She's black. She's big.
Well, how come they put her in the center?
But it has nothing to do with a racial issue. Hell, I sit at home and call her big and black all the time because she is big and black.
Well, you know something.
I sit there and I look at O.J. I mean, like I said, nobody cares. And the people, professional people that congregate, don't even talk about O.J.
And then for
you to say you're a Christian, God,
how many white
I may as well pass out here and pass a kidney stone.
How many white folks you around?
I'm around
always,
white people
never,
every
they,
single
they never
day.
Shut up about O.J.
And
they
no
talk
one,
about the road rage.
No one even brings up the O.J. matter.
All
it's
the white
like
folks
old
on
news.
It. On and on and on about it.
Well, wait a minute. Now you have two different experiences here. Angelique is around white folks. They never talk about it. Clara, you're around them and you hear them.
They never shut their pie hole about that.
Oh,
all about road
God.
Rage.
Well, are you around trailer park trash or something?
I'm talking about
it. I mean, because I know professional white people don't talk about it at all.
Oh, they got
and not and not even and
well,
I
know
in
you
terms
know
I've worked
right
in, I mean, we could tell racial jokes to each other all day long.
Well, they got a hard
and
on
no
for
one
that white
finds them offensive because the people that do find racial issues to be offensive, they don't participate in the conversation or racial jokes.
I would like to make a point here.
Go ahead.
Now, you look down to the history of Friends of Entertainment. Slappy White, Nipsey Russell.
Oh, the black face, the white face that they used to have to wear.
We're talking about Flip Wilson, all them. They never got center square, and they helped move our race along. Now, would the Goldberg sell out? Why?
Wait a minute.
Happens to like white
Slappy
men.
White and Nipsey
the
Russell.
The white man she's married to. Hell, I'd love to be married to him.
The white man.
Fine.
Who's he?
Huh?
I don't know. She married a white man?
Yes,
you know
she was
why?
Married to a white she man. She was also married to the guy off Cheers at one time.
All right, there you go. So she married a white guy.
Got to keep the cake hole shut.
What is the other guy's name? I think it's an Italian guy now she's married to. The nice-looking Italian
well,
guy.
You know them folk are all part black anyway. Them folk come up from a...
Can we stick to the point here, okay? Whoopi Goldberg having the center. What do you mean Nipsey Russell moved the race along? What we're talking about here is...
I would like to know what Nipsey Russell did in the past. He's no better than Clarence Thomas. I mean, Clarence Thomas' sister went on welfare. He didn't help her. I mean, you look at you got a lot of black men in the political arena. You got a lot of black men in the professional arena.
And then you got one lone black man playing golf all by himself down in Miami.
You have very few that give back to the community. You've got Clarence Thomas. He could give a rat's ass about anybody or anything.
You compare Nipsey Russell to Clarence Thomas?
OJ is the same one, and most blacks don't give a damn about
him. What about Godfrey Cambridge?
Nobody.
There's a man that's done it.
Godfrey Cambridge and Nipsey Russell, all I know about those guys, they were on game shows in the 70s.
And that's it. They've never done anything for a pubic hair on a Coke can. That's probably all they did was put a pubic hair on a Coke can.
What are we talking about, ladies, if you don't mind?
My God.
No, the Clarence Thomas put a pubic hair on a Coke can with long dong silver and all that nonsense. What I'm trying to say here...
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying, because if you're a Christian, I don't know many Christians that talk about having pubic hairs on a Coke can. Are you
all,
taking pubic hairs on a Coke can?
That was all public record on a Coke can.
Oh, my God.
That was all
I would not want to come
Thomas.
To your church.
That was a Clarence Thomas trial, when they put that man on trial, and they said he put a pubic hair on Angela Hill Coke can.
Anita Hill, yeah.
She probably enjoyed it.
She probably enjoyed it.
She just didn't get elected.
She wasn't an elected official to the Supreme Court. But by the way, I wouldn't have elected Clarence Thomas either, nor Anita Hill. And I really don't think that she was harassed.
Okay, now we're on Clarence Thomas. I've completely lost control of this.
Okay.
And I apologize.
I hang my head in shame every time I see Whoopi Goldberg on a center square.
Goldberg, huh?
What's her name?
Goldberg.
She a Jew?
Oh, my God.
All right, Angelique, thank you for your call.
Oh, my God.
1-800.
Oh, my God. I work with children.
Pop OJ. Somebody should have popped OJ a long time ago. And maybe somebody ought to just, with the Robert Blake thing. He will do time. He will not walk.
Right.
And as far as the prayer with everybody black praying
that Robert Blake walks free,
yeah.
That won't occur. No one will be praying
right.
that Robert Blake walks free. Because had Robert Blake killed my daughter or my sister, I would be praying that God takes care of him and that he does do time.
But he will get
either the death penalty or he will do some time.
Yes, I agree with you, Angelique.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about because you're a white man and you are...
Okay, great.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much for your call.
Did she apologize?
For what?
Well, I thought she said she called Nipsey Russell a big cup.
All right. The Robert Blake trial awaits. We'll wait and see what happens. 1-800-449-8686. Talking here with Clara Bingham about Robert Blake and how ever since the O.J. acquittal, there's been a backlash against blacks, which included sticking Whoopi Goldberg in the center square so she's a big black bullseye. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. It's the show where I play the voice of the guests, and I also play myself. I was Clara Bingham there in that last bit, and the people that called in thought she was a real person, like yesterday when we had on our program Vernon Dozier. Vernon was on talking about the friendly fire that the Canadian soldiers took at the hands of the Americans. He said, well, we actually target Americans. Hitting the Canadians was a mistake. And when we said that, they were waving the Maple Leaf flag, he didn't know that that was the Canadian flag. He thought that was just some hockey flag that a bunch of Americans were waving. Anyway, here it is from yesterday's show, Vernon Dozier.
Phil Henry, flashback.
You are a fake.
What are your credentials?
I'm not going to be talking about my credentials.
So
you're making all these comments.
You don't know what you're talking about.
fine.
I mean, if you,
I know what
me
I'm
fake,
saying
I can call you
about
a fake.
You.
I can call you,
you
a fake.
You do not know anything about anything. You're watching
yeah.
a Laker game. You're supposed to be some
yes,
kind
sir.
Of a, an expert.
I'm
an, you're an expert.
I retired from the company 15 years ago.
Very good.
Okay.
You don't even know that the Canadian flag has a maple leaf on it.
Sir, that
yeah,
is not exactly.
Yeah, they change their flags every other week. It's a hockey
they
flag, as far as you're concerned.
That's exactly
and everything
what it
that
is.
You say is in the same exact category as that.
I suppose you're an expert from watching F Troop. Is that it?
I'm not an expert as
right,
you claim
well,
you
as,
are.
As I've,
but
as
what
I've,
I do know
I've gathered.
That an American would never say something like that. And I don't care
not,
if you were in
sir,
the CIA
I didn't make the
or the ABC.
I didn't make the policy.
You cannot make statements like that.
Yes, I can,
and this
sir. If
station,
it happens to be a fact.
Who has put you on, should be this. They, you should really think
you know,
about what you're doing.
You know
having a guy like
is.
This.
Well,
and
I would
like
to
like
say,
this.
I'd like to say, this is Phil Henry. I'd like to say. You claim you're with the CIA. You have no proof of that.
Mr. Henry, so that you and your listener can understand, this isn't Get Smart. This isn't I Spy. We don't carry ID cards that say, hi, I'm a spy. I worked in special operations for the CIA. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, well, that's
all you and this hysterical
but if you were
guy,
anybody
this
who
hysterical
was anybody,
guy run,
you wouldn't be saying what you're saying
right,
while you're at a game, a basketball game,
I was contacted
having
by
us
the
all
radio
listen
state.
To the,
I was
the
contacted
hooping
by
and
the,
hollering that goes on in the background.
I was contacted by the radio station to make some comments, sir. What do you
well,
want from me?
You don't, I don't,
you
well, that's why I say I blame the radio station.
Well,
they
what are you yelling at me
not
for?
Have let you come on.
And you talk
and
about,
I think you should get off as soon as possible, Vernon, because you're not doing anybody any good.
What's the Canadian flag? What's the Canadian flag look like?
Sir,
yeah.
if you don't
See,
know what
you,
it looks like, you better go look into
the encyclopedia. No, sir, but you're
the
one that called up and began casting aspersions on me.
Yes, because you are a person who is casting aspersions on the United States of America.
I'm simply
and in particular,
saying,
our Americans who are fighting over
I've
there.
I dealt with these guys. A lot of them aren't so bright that they know the difference between
Listen,
a Canadian
I'm
and American.
I'm part Canadian as well.
Now
I
we
could
know.
Not even
now
imagine
we
that
know.
Anybody would be on the station saying
now,
things like you're saying.
Now we know what your
Please
hard-on is.
Okay? Get off of the
wait,
off
wait
of this
a minute,
show.
Wait a minute. You're saying
Whoever
that our guys are so stupid that they don't know
fired.
The
difference.
I'm telling you, we got frontline soldiers that think the Canadian maple leaf is some flag you wave at a hockey game. Is that
you
my
do.
Fault? Is that my
you
fault?
Do.
Is that my
you're
fault?
You're the one. And
you're
I'm
the guy that
you
said
you
didn't know that
here.
It was a.
And anybody who's listening to this
I
show.
Thought, aren't you guys
please,
British?
As you well know, and I'm sure
British?
There are millions of people trying to get in here, I'm lucky I got here. You
no.
are a fake. A fake
right.
like there would never
how
ever
American,
was a fake.
How American are you sitting there watching right now reruns of the Golden Girls? At least I'm watching a basketball game. Okay.
Well, you sure true? You're,
you know,
you're true.
Excuse me. I pissed off a Canadian. My bad.
Yeah, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen, Ron, your point is very well made. Vernon, you can say you're in the CIA. It doesn't mean you were.
Listen, I could be killed for some of the things I'm saying to you guys right now. Do
well,
you understand
I keep
this?
Saying them then. Because it would be nice if something happened that you don't have to say these things anymore.
Oh, is that how you feel?
Yes.
All right, okay.
So all goodbye, right. Vernon.
All right, I know how you feel then.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So
thank
long,
you,
Vernon.
Yeah, see you, Ron.
Take care now. You going to hang up, please?
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, I don't have to hang up. They called me. Why don't
yes,
you go listen
well,
to some
Ann
Murray records?
Because you
or
said
something.
All you had to say.
Why don't you go listen to some Ann Murray records, all right?
All right, don't be juvenile, okay? The man has made a very valid point. You're the one that didn't know the Canadian flag. You thought it was the British Union Jack. You thought the Canadian flag is a hockey flag. You say that those Canadians died today because the Americans thought they were Americans and they just happened to be waving a hockey flag.
That
and what
so
would they be waving a hockey
Vernon,
flag
would...
for in the middle of Afghanistan?
There's nothing to shoot at. There's
Please,
nobody
Vernon,
over there.
Get
They're
off having... of the phone, Vernon.
No.
We are tired of listening to you. You've made...
Mr. Henry, should I hang up?
A big yes.
I'm
tell him yes.
Phil, don't say anything.
Well, wait a second.
No, don't. Do you run your show or don't you?
I run
yes,
my
he
show.
Runs his show.
Well, then what are you telling him what to do for?
Because I'm making a suggestion as a listener.
All right, I'm making
There's
a suggestion.
There's a million of us out here listening to you
I'm
who don't want to hear it.
I'm making a suggestion, Phil, that
if
I not
If we had
hang
some
up.
Credentials here that made some sense, that we would be glad to hear you.
Hey, Ron, let me ask you a question.
You don't make any sense
Look,
at
who's
all.
Who's tired of listening to who? Celine Dion here is pissing me off, okay?
Good.
Better things to do than...
Oh, listen, the fact that you're at a basketball game is not your fault. You're at a basketball game, all right?
Well, he could go to a quiet men's room maybe somewhere. Everybody's watching the game. There's nobody there.
Is that where you go to relax?
You can make all the comments you want.
Well, I mean, you're
every
telling me to go into a nice
just like
plan.
The comment you're making about the Canadians and the United States.
I think
military,
these statements that
ridiculous.
The military is...
I let me tell you something, Ron. We had a thing called Vietnam. You may not be aware of it, but I happen to work special ops during Vietnam.
I don't want to hear about your special anything, okay. Vernon. It doesn't... If it's anything that you say at this point is ridiculous...
A lot of ugly things happen.
I think if you went out on the floor by the basketball game, that would be good. Maybe somebody there would be able to play ball with you.
Well,
we don't want to do that.
Whatever that means. Okay. You got to quit while you're ahead.
All right, listen, Ron, I appreciate your comments. I think they're reflective of the way a lot of us feel.
I think that everybody feels
I thank
way.
You very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Rush. See you later.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
From yesterday's show, Vernon Dozier. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. Every day we add new clips to our audio archives, and every day we add another show to our 30-day archive. So if you miss a show or you miss an hour, you can go back and check it out just by listening to the 30-day archive, or you can go into the audio archives. We added a whole bunch of new clips the other day, and also we have a webcast archive. We did a. I'm going to be turning 50 in September, and I'm going to have a huge party at my house. There's going to be an enormous amount of people there. There'll be an enormous number of police cars there, and there'll be just an enormous headache that Chris Pelton will have the next morning. And so... That being said, and we've invited Pink. I sent an email to her fan club. Dear Pink, hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I have a radio show. Will you please come to my party? You will? Gee, thanks. And I gave her the address. So we're going to have that on the webcast as well. We're going to webcast that. So it's all part of the Phil Hendry Show website. Check it out. Get a backstage pass. Only $6.95 a month. You'll be glad you did. So I got home last night, and I turned on all of the Robert Blake coverage. And I had an interesting sensation. I was looking at E! And I was looking at Access Hollywood. And I was looking at Aaron Brown on CNN, absolutely disgusted with the fact that he had to carry the story, right? Because he's one of these guys that ought to be on public television. He's one of those real slow-talking, kind of jaw-locked guys that needs to be on public television where they can develop a story over 18 hours. Where they could do one story and they've got 12 days to develop it, you know, where you're just going to sit. And by the time they get to their first guest, you are a rotting corpse in a chair with an, you know, a can of beer. You know, you've died, you've decomposed. And now our first guest is a man who may know a little bit about the mating cycle of the ringworm, Bill Fleminger. Am I pronouncing that correctly? And meanwhile, you know, long since, you look like a mummy right out of the freaking Incan ruins. Now then, I had an interesting sensation, especially the people on E. I wanted to just slap them. I wanted to just run up and grab them and cuff them. I don't counsel violence, but you remember that whole thing, that cream pie thing that was going around a while back? The gay activists were using cream pies and... Like, I'll never forget, it was one of the most beautiful things I ever saw. Anita Bryant was running her mouth about something, and some gay guy walked up and just hit her flush with a lemon meringue pie. And it was the funniest thing you ever saw in your life. She was in tears, covered with pie. And the guy, she says, no, don't hurt him. Don't grab him, because these guys wanted to beat the crap out of him. This guy, I think somebody ought to hit one of those E-Report. Freaking Joan Collins, man, I'll do it. I'll hit her with a pie. If she don't hit me with hers... I forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.